Both Christians and non-Christians want marital intimacy. But for Christians, it is never ultimate. This is because it can never provide what only God can give, ultimate meaning, purpose, and joy. But surprisingly, making God ultimate liberates us to really celebrate and deepen our relationship with our spouse. Cultivating marital friendship matters. It matters because it glorifies the relationship between Christ and his bride.
At the beginning of the last chapter, we introduced Stan and Kate. The good news is that they are rebuilding their friendship. It's been challenging work, but they are willing and they are making progress. They have a great future. Like Stan and Kate, there is great hope for all marriages willing to intentionally deepen their friendship with their spouse.
Study questions. Do you agree that your relationship with God is the necessary foundation for a growing relationship with your spouse? Why or why not? How would you make an argument that marital friendship matters to God? After reading this chapter, are there any biblical principles for building marital friendship about which you and your spouse do not agree? If so, discuss them. What can you do to agree? Are you tempted to make your spouse's approval more important than God's? Why or why not? Do you practice biblical fellowship with your spouse? Why or why not? Are you in the habit of scheduling time together alone? If so, describe. If not, why not?